March 26. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, blessed is the man that trusteth in him, Psalm 34:8. The first lesson the Lord taught me during the early years of my Christian life was that I should not tell anyone about my needs either by words or by hints, but only the Lord. There was a time when I had no food for many days, and to add to my difficulty, I had to walk long distances. One day I was very hungry, and then I thought within myself, I am very hungry. I cannot beg or ask anyone for food. If I go to my friend's house at food time, he is sure to ask me to have food with him. Then I will say, no, thank you. If he asks me once more, I will once more say, no, thank you. But if he asks me for the third time, I will then agree to have food with him. With such thoughts, I went to his house, and it happened exactly as I had thought, and I was able to have food in his house. After a few weeks, I had the same temptation again. I was feeling very hungry, and so I thought of going to my friend's house once again with the hope of repeating my last experience. As I was on my way at about 1:30 p.m., the Lord rebuked me, saying, "Where is your faith?" I replied, "Lord, I do not intend to ask or beg for food. Only if he insists until I refuse him two times, I will take it." To this, the Lord questioned me, saying, "What is your motive in going to your friend's house?" I was put to shame. I immediately asked the Lord to forgive me. I promised him that I would not go to any person for any need of my own, because he is my living sufficiency, Psalm 23:1. That is how the Lord gave me a strong faith. There was another occasion when I had to go without food for a whole day. At midnight, a man came and knocked at my door and woke me up. Then he said to me, "Brother, please forgive me for coming to you at this late hour of night. I was asleep and had a dream. In my dream, I saw someone asking me to go and call you over for food. So I woke up, went to the kitchen, and found that a plate of cooker rice was left over. Please tell me, did you have food today?" I could not reply him with a lie. So I told him that I had no food that day. He immediately took me to his house at that midnight hour and gave me food. These things do not happen by chance. Do not say your case is different. If we trust God fully, we can prove his faithfulness. On yet another occasion, 25 of us went on a gospel campaign. At that time, we were doing our own cooking. When Sunday came, those of us who were responsible for the cooking wanted to stay back and attend to the cooking for all of us. I told them that the Lord wanted all of us to go for the worship service. They said, "What shall we do about our midday meals?" I told them that the Lord would provide. So we all went to the worship meeting. After the meeting, we were all standing at the bus stop. I saw one man who was known to me coming towards us carrying a very big basket. I asked him what he was doing. He told me that he had been to a wedding feast where much food was left over. The host said that anybody could take away the leftover food. He thought, since he had no family of himself, he could take the food for his neighbors and friends. But when he saw us, he felt that he should give it to us. So he left that basket full of food with us. There was good food sufficient for all of us. So God will supply all our needs as long as we do our part of trusting him.